It's Friday, the 22nd of November, and it's a beautiful morning. Clear blue sky. Be a wee while before the sun comes up though, and it's really frosty. Yes, really cold. I just had a look out the front and it's minus 4 here. Doesn't sound too bad. Excuse me. Doesn't sound too bad. But it's enough to have to defrost the car again. And the pond has actually got a film of ice on it from one end to the other. That's the usual sign when that temperatures are dipping and dipping, because occasionally you get a bit of ice and one or the majority is free, and when you get it right across the pond, you know it's going down. As you can hear up in the big beech tree, which is now devoid of leaves, the annual winter gathering of the Stuckies. I do love this. All kinds of birds are soaring silently at different altitudes. You can see seagulls way up, I mean really high up, just they're tiny. Filled up the feeders yesterday afternoon, and already there's a big drop in volume. Just so, I guess, so hungry this time of the year. Try to preserve the fat build up. Sounds like us. I'll just have another chocolate biscuit just to keep my winter fat up. Oh, and they're gone. Well, most of them have gone. They headed due north. Still some left. Be the indecisive ones. So cold this morning. Very peaceful. Try to ignore the ambient intrusive sounds. Just enjoy the birds. Even the hardy geranium is laid on its back. That's fine. Hugging the ground as tight as it can. Mr. Wren up in the tree to the right. And that little flock of house sparrows that's taking up residence in our house, or outside our house, I should say. Each morning, they leave the big ivy and they swoop down onto the larch tree. And in the evening, they return to the larch tree before swooping up into the ivy for night. Well, this morning, when I went out to check the temperature, they were already on the larch tree, which is almost bare now. And they didn't fly away. That's the first time. They seem to now be accepting me going out and going in. Which is great, because I don't want them flying away. I want them to trust me. I want them all to come down and land on my shoulder, my head, and I'll feed them from my hand. Dr. Doolittle. I don't think that'll happen, will it? But it'd be nice if they just continued to just accept me and not panic. And it's lovely to have them, sharing your home with them. Something I forgot to mention. The other day there, I had a sparrow hawk in the garden. I'm not sure if it got anything, but it certainly was there on the fence, pecking at something I couldn't see. May just have been cleaning its toes a wee bit, I don't know. Hoping so. But then again, it's got to feed, it's got to live as well, hasn't it? Beautiful bird. So imposing, if you like, compared to the normal garden birds. Oh, it's lovely, this one. I feel so good again. It's great. It's wonderful. And the sun's just beginning to light up the tallest trees. I'd love to get the microphone up there in that tree. 4-channel surround sound. That would be wonderful.